All right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Get a few words from new Rock Ridge head football coach Jeff Henry. And the Rock Ridge School Board officially approved the hirings of two of your assistants last night, but big additions to the staff, Tom Hassan, and I know the people in Aledo are well aware of what he meant to the Cully Welter, Aledo Green Dragon era, and then Sam Graves, who did a nice job as head football coach at Rock Ridge and took the 1 year off last year. So, Coach Jeff Henry, you're getting some grade A help.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, when Sam first took over, six, 7 years ago, Tom and I were both assistants with him. So it's kind of like we're getting our group back together. And, you know, we had some really successful years back then. And, you know, we talked long and hard about, you know, let's try to get this back to where we had it before. And I think Sam and Tom were a huge part of that. And they know exactly, you know, kind of the direction that we all want this program to go. So that's our plan with, you know, moving forward.
Well, and it's nice to have those sets of eyes, right? Those sets of ears and those sets of voices that are on your staff. And that not only includes those two, but the other people that are on your staff as well. That's important, the give and take with input, you know, game plan and strategy.
Well, I mean, when you look at our entire staff, I mean, we're loaded with guys that have been head coaches in either football or other sports, or we've got guys that, you know, have been around Rock Ridge and around the Rock Ridge football history for, you know, 30 years. And so there's a lot of trust within each other in terms of, you know, being able to voice your opinion and also run a drill the way you want and knowing that all the other guys, you know, trust that you can get that job done. And so, you know, you don't have to do any micromanaging whatsoever as a head coach, which is so great. And everybody can do their own thing. And yet we come together and we still are, you know, working for one ultimate goal. And so, and I think that'll be a nice message that's sent to our players as well when they see how well our coaching staff works together. I mean, I think that just sets a good example for your players.
Yeah, and I know every respective school district is dealing with what, you know, the return to play guidelines are. And the only thing I say about that is kids are smart enough to realize that, hey, there's progress. And I think that's all that we need right now with, you know, with not being able to do something since mid-March. I mean, from a mentality standpoint, that has to make you happy knowing that the kids know that there's some progress happening as you head toward August. I mean, do you feel that?
There's no question. And I mean, I think you see that throughout the country. I mean, you know, how, you know, all the states, I think all 50 states have done some form of reopening. And so, I mean, I think that's just a positive sign that we are moving in the right direction and, you know, cross our fingers that we can all stay healthy and continue to, you know, work towards opening more and more. And I, you know, cross our fingers by fall, we can actually get back into our school in somewhat of a normal way. And then obviously from the sports standpoint, which, you know, so many kids missed out on their spring sports. We need to do everything we can, if we can safely, to, you know, get back in the fall. And these kids need sports, they need school, and, you know, need to be around their friends.
Well, there's going to be a football season because one of your rival coaches in the Three Rivers Conference guaranteed that to me on the air on Sunday, Chip Filler. And I think he said they play Rock Ridge on week three. So he guaranteed it. So you better get ready August 10th. That's the first day of football practice. So we hope it heads in that direction. So again, Coach, a nice hires to your staff with the Sam Graves and Tom Hassan last night. And hopefully we're getting back to normal soon. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Jim. Appreciate it.
You're listening to WRMJ.